weapons and ammunition are flowing in daily. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. That was the message from President Biden as he sits down with military leaders to discuss the war in Ukraine.
I've never seen NATO as united. And all the, I'm confident, in my view, just this is Biden speaking, that I don't think that Putin counted on being able to hold us together.
The president said the security of the American people means having to adapt to changing situations around the world. In his daily video address, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said the situation in the east and south remains difficult, with Russian forces continuing to push their attacks as Ukrainian officials warn of the fate of Mariupol.
If Mariupol falls, that not only gives Russia the land bridge to the Crimean Peninsula that they have long sought, but it would also free up more battalion tactical groups to push north to join that Donbass of offensive, which is underway in terrain Russia is familiar with after 8 years of fighting there. Now, the Pentagon says Russia has an estimated 78 battalion tactical groups in that area with more than 60,000 troops spread out. But the Pentagon also says that Putin has lost about a quarter of his combat power. And as we saw in the failed attempt to take Kyiv, there were morale and logistic problems.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in Kyiv and a Fox News alert now. Breaking just moments ago, the CDC says it has asked the Justice Department to proceed with an appeal in the transportation mask case. Earlier, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki had this to say about masking.
They're still recommending people wear masks on airplanes, on Air Force One, which of course is a federal, not a private plane. We all wore masks on the plane when we traveled to New Hampshire yesterday.
The Justice Department said yesterday that it would pursue an appeal if the CDC thinks it necessary. Once again, the CDC now says it has asked the Justice Department to proceed with the appeal. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A verdict from an Ohio jury considering the fate of a doctor in the deaths of multiple patients.
In criminal court in Columbus, a verdict.
Not guilty as to count 14 of the indictment for murder and not guilty of any lesser offenses.
Dr. William Husel acquitted of all murder counts in the deaths of 14 patients as prosecutors accused him of ordering excessive amounts of painkillers at a Columbus area hospital, saying his intent was to end lives. Husel's attorneys argued that he gave comfort and care for dying patients, and that he never tried to kill them. Mount Carmel Hospital System, meantime, has also since fired 23 staffers in the case and reached settlements totaling almost $17 million, with more lawsuits pending. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
There's been a blow against Julian Assange's bid to avoid extradition.
A British judge formally approving extradition of the WikiLeaks founder to face spying charges in the U.S., where he's looking at 17 charges of espionage and one of computer misuse related to a trove of leaked classified documents. Assange arguing he's entitled to freedom of speech protections. His supporters call his prosecution politically motivated. The British Home Secretary now decides whether to grant the extradition of the 50-year-old newlywed, held in a high-security British prison since being pulled from an Ecuadorian embassy in 2019. Assange's lawyers can seek to appeal to the High Court there. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
The childhood home of Fred Hampton, an iconic leader of the Black Panther Party who was shot and killed during a 1969 police raid of his Chicago apartment, has been designated a historical landmark. The designation is part of a broader effort to see the Black Panther Party and the Black liberation struggle in the U.S. represented alongside landmarks with the nonviolent civil rights movement. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.